Hello everyone, good to have you joining again today for another short devotional message from the Word of the Lord. I think many of our listeners today will be familiar with the book of Job. Maybe it's a book that's very much overlooked and undermined and overshadowed, especially whenever it falls just before the book of Psalms. But the book of Job is a wonderful, wonderful book, and there's so much for us to learn within the pages of the book of Job. Many people believe it's the oldest written book in the Bible because Job does not cite or quote from any other parts of scripture. There's no mention of the prophets, there's no mention of the kings, there's even no mention of the patriarchs. And for those reasons, many people believe that the book of Job was written even before the books of Moses. But it certainly is a wonderful, wonderful book. And in Job chapter 1, it makes mention of the hedge. Let me just read it to you. Job chapter 1, and I'll read from verses 9 and 10. Satan has come into the presence of the Lord. And for us, that's a mystery. It's something we can't really comprehend or understand. We know that the Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren, and he will accuse the child of God before the face of the Lord. We can't really comprehend what is going on in the spiritual realm and in the spiritual world. We can't really comprehend what's going on in heavenly places. If you read the book of Daniel and you read the book of Revelation, you'll come to understand that there are forces at work in heavenly places. There's a warfare going on that you and I cannot see with our naked eye, and yet it is very real. And the Bible says that Job was a man who was perfect before God, a man who was upright in his generations, a man who feared God, a man who eschewed evil, a man who rose early to pray and to offer sacrifice for the sake of his family. So we know that Job is a godly man. He was a prosperous man. God had blessed him with a beautiful family. God had blessed him with a prosperous business. God had blessed him with property. God had blessed him with servants. God had blessed him with health and strength. And the enemy of our souls, Satan himself, came into the presence of God and began to accuse his servant Job. Let me just read then these verses. Job chapter 1, verse number 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." The accusation that Satan brought before the Lord against Job was that the only reason that Job was living a righteous life was because God had blessed him in a material and in a physical manner. And he was saying the only reason that Job fears God is because you've blessed him. He's only in it for what he can get out of it. And there are many professing Christians who that is accurate about. There are many who only serve the Lord or fear God for their own ends. And this is something that Satan accused Job of. He's only fearing you, Lord. He's only offering sacrifice. He's only praying because you've blessed him with a prosperous business. You've blessed him in different ways. But if you put forth your hand and touch or remove any of the blessings that you've given him, whether it's his health, his wealth, his family, or his prosperity, he'll curse you to your face. You've put a hedge about him, but just let me find an opening in that hedge, and I will prove to you that Job's motives are not pure. But many of you know the rest of the story. Whenever Job's wealth, health, prosperity, family, in fact, everything was taken from him, Job still blessed the Lord. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, if we love the Lord with all of our hearts, and we're focused on the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom that cometh not with observation, and we love the Lord for who he is, not just for what he has done for us, but primarily for who he is, and we recognize that he's worthy. The enemy might come and accuse us. He might try to get in and make his way through the hedge, But if our motives are right and our hearts are steadfast before God, the Lord can prove, even to the enemy and to a lost and perishing world, that what we have is real, authentic, and genuine. I'm not sure what you're going through today. You might be going through hard times, but let's love the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord, not because of what He has given us, first and foremost, but simply because of who He is. Because come what may, the Lord is worthy. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.